Senator Harsdorf has served on the state Senate since 2000. Before that, she served 8 years in the state assembly. Before entering politics, she farmed and worked as an agricultural loan officer. But this spring, Harsdorf became one of six Republicans targeted for recall after supporting Governor Walker's proposal to limit most collective bargaining powers for public workers. At a recent debate in River Falls, Harsdorf said cutting collective bargaining was about saving money.
The reality is there is a cost. And one of the things that we need to do is look at giving tools and flexibility to our local units of government so that they can manage their budgets. This is about protecting taxpayers, and it's about providing the best education system we can to our kids. Right now, our school district's hands are tied.
Harsdorf's Democratic challenger, Shelley Moore, is a newcomer to state politics. She's a high school English and drama teacher from River Falls and is involved with the Wisconsin Education Association Council and the National Educators Association. Moore says that the tools proposed by Governor Walker and backed by Harsdorf are less about cutting spending and more about cutting school staff. She says the state's collective bargaining agreements are about much more than salary.
We are talking about working conditions. We're talking about the ability to decide what is taught in the classroom. We're talking about prep time. We're talking about safety concerns on the worksite for our road crews.
The debate also touched on jobs. Moore told the audience that the jobs discussions need to be about a more skilled workforce, then criticized Senator Harsdorf for voting to cut funding to the state's technical college system. Moore says the current slate of tax breaks for job creation focus on areas outside of the 10th Senate District.
We need to make sure that we're looking at innovative jobs, like Wisconsin always has, not continuing to rely on traditional manufacturing jobs that, first of all, do not really exist in western Wisconsin, since the preponderance of those jobs, actually 50%, are located between Milwaukee and Madison.
Harsdorf stands by her votes on the tax breaks.
So we passed legislation dealing with tax incentives. Those dollars will not be spent unless jobs are actually created in our state. And we also dealt with regulatory reform. That means we need to create an environment in our state where we have a friendly climate for job creators.
Senator Harsdorf also defends the governor's budget, which cuts state aids by more than $800 million. She says with the state facing a $3 billion deficit, hard choices had to be made.
In this budget, we wanted to recognize the need to cut spending and balance the budget, but we did not want to shift that onto the property taxpayers. So we enacted a very strict property tax freeze to ensure that did not happen.
Moore disagrees.
If our schools are suffering, if our schools need tools, why now at a time when we need to provide for the future, why then would my opponent vote to shift funding to the Milwaukee Private School Voucher Program?
It's unknown how voter turnout will be for the recall elections or what the state Senate will look like afterwards, says Mort Cypress, political scientist emeritus at UW-Eau Claire.
If you look at past records in the district, Harsdorf has been winning by quite a bit. But what makes this a possibility that a Democrat could win in this district has to do with turnout.
Cypress says Moore has a very devoted following, upset with the governor's policies, and a poor turnout could help her win. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.